And welcome to the 19th episode of Rebel Force Alliance, a Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes podcast. I am your host, as always, Adnari, and I'm joined today by both my wonderful co-hosts. We have Dave back. Dave, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm outstanding because, as we'll talk about shortly, the Millennium Falcon is not needed for Rey, so that's fantastic.
And I think a lot of people are rejoicing about that. And the other co-host is our Hawaiian friend over there, Coleman. How you doing?
Not too bad. What about you?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. I've come to terms.
Are you really sure about that?
I've come to terms with I'm not going to get Rey this time around.
And why isn't it? Why not?
Because I just don't have BB-8. I don't know if I can get him up in time.
Sorry, what was that?
I don't have BB-8.
Why not?
Because I won't be able to get him, like, all the First Order characters up in time.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. Boo to me.
I mean, the unmasked Kylo pack's still out there, so you can go get him.
Yeah, let me go ahead and do that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
What do you mean? You don't want to spend all that? You don't want to spend all that money?
No, yeah. I do have Christmas presents to buy. It is the season, Coleman.
I just want you... I think you've come to terms with the fact that you won't have Rey, but have you come to terms with the fact that Coleman will?
I've come to terms with the fact that Coleman will have every character that comes
and
out.
And will rub that in your face. I feel like he's going to rub it in your face a little bit.
I will make so many videos. By the way, I'm going to screenshot every time I put a piece of gear on her and then send it to you.
Yeah, but this is coming from the person who messaged me like a couple days ago and said, I just Zed'd Finn. I can't even solo Galactic War, and they're all gear 11 and 12. They suck.
Hey, no.
No, that's user error. That is user error. You will Rey as resistance. You will put her to shame. You will not be able to use her right. All your resistance should be taken away from you.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm going to make sure that I get her so that as Coleman specializes in the dark side, I will continue to specialize in the light.
Yes.
So there we go.
So, and I have some choice thoughts about Rey that I'll talk about later. But
sounds good.
Those porgs.
Yes. Fucking porgs.
As always, there have been some great, just to plug the Discord channel briefly, which I'm sure we'll replug at the end, but there have been some great Porg memes in that Discord channel. It's basically a Discord channel for Porg memes right now, which I think...
Pretty much.
With the occasional football talk.
If you're looking for Porg memes, and that's like really what you're all about these days, the Discord channel, which you will see below, I believe, below when you go to download this episode... join and enjoy the Porg memes. It's great.
Because it's driving Ednar literally insane.
Although some of them are funny. I will give you that. Some of them are pretty good.
Was great. The Trump one was
good. And then Team Zero Far posted one today that says just a little Porg saying, do not Google images of naked Porgs. I'm like, all right, fair enough. I'm like, okay, that made me laugh. But yes, we will plug the Discord later. But man, our Discord users' Porg memes is on point. And then we have McMull.
I just have to say our Discord is really on point. Like it's gotten a lot more people inside than I ever thought.
Yeah, we're getting people from all over the world. I've noticed we've got a couple from Europe, Australia. Yeah, so. It's good times. Yay. So we were really hoping we were postponing the show this week because we're like, all right, they're going to release stuff about Rey's journey. And lo and behold, they dropped a crap load of stuff on us today. So before we get into the content update, they did release who's required for Rey's journey. And... It's a good compromise. It's not Jedi Rey. It's Jedi Training Ray.
I know you're really excited about
yes.
that.
So, but here's the all-important question. Is it going to be JTR or RJT?
Or JT.
Yeah, RJT.
Okay, because I've seen it both.
Like, well, RJT has a better ring to it, though.
See, I you know, you could go either way, but just we're just trying to jump ahead of it, because Lord knows nobody can say Jedi training Rey.
No, that makes sense. Because you're not going to say Rey Jedi training if you say the full thing, right?
Yeah.
You're going to see Jedi training Rey, so I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. It's not Rey scavenger, it's scavenger Rey.
Honestly, though, she's just going to become Rey. Like, I think people are just going to refer to this character as Rey, because the scavenger one's not going to get used, ever.
Yeah, no, maybe, depending.
Like, I don't really call, I don't even say Raid Han anymore, I just say Han, because, like, he's the only Han anyone's actually using. So,
not according to what's required for Rey.
not according to right now, yes.
So, segue. I'm mastering these segues. So, the five characters needed at all at 7 stars to unlock or to compete in Rey's journey event is Scavenger Rey, which we knew. Finn, which we assumed. BB-8, which we kind of all knew. And then both the veterans, Han Solo and Chewbacca. Mm-hmm. No Millennium Falcon, just like, you know, Dave said before, to, you know, appease everyone in the community. Because if Millennium Falcon, I'm sorry, if Millennium Falcon would have been included, there would have been a mutiny.
Mm-hmm. There would have been. Yeah. And this is good. This is what I think we all thought it was going to be. I think people are still upset just because people have like to be upset, I think. But this is exactly what almost everyone has predicted for months. Once we like got, you know, the first kind of hinting at the fact that this was coming, this is the exact five that people pretty much said. Minus maybe some people thinking that maybe Poe would be in there in some way. But
the time that the veterans popped out of nowhere in the middle of our second white side territory battle, we were like, ooh, why are we getting the veterans?
Yeah. They made very little sense, but I guess it all makes sense now. It was just really for this, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
now,
all they're useful.
I will say this, the one thing people do have to gripe about is the veterans. BB-8, Finn, Rey. If you don't have those, that's on you.
Uh-huh.
The veterans, I think, is a semi-different story. Yes, they have been farmable for, what, a couple weeks now?
Yeah.
But to have them on both the in the same mode to farm, in the hardest farm possible in that mode, I think that's the only real complaint people could have. It's not a huge complaint, but, I mean, it is a complaint because those 16 energy cantina nodes are brutal.
Mm-hmm. No, they are, but hopefully we get into some stuff later on that'll change your mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They did make it a little bit easier to get them.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, I have no problems with this, and I'm usually the negative person. Yeah. And I have no problems with this, but I also have come to terms with that I will not have her. So,
I can't say anything.
Yeah, you can't say anything because, hey, how's your Millennium Falcon? Yeah, 7 stars, just in case.
Yep.
So, and this all starts on December 15th, so the day after the movie comes out.
But you know what? I'm very proud. I have a 7-star Falcon and 7-star Vets. It only cost me $20. That $20 came from when the anniversary popped.
I hate you. I truly hate you. So, yeah, the hate is strong in me. But, so it's going to be almost the exact same thing as the CLS Hero's Journey. I'm assuming they're going to, you know, the opening sequence is probably going to be something along the lines of Rey and BB-8 trying to do something. Then the next is going to be Rey, Finn, and BB-8 escaping from the stormtroopers, and then next one, you meet up with Han Solo and Chewbacca, and so on and so forth, just like the movie goes. It's kind of like how CLS went, so I'm assuming that's how it goes, which should be fun. I don't know. Dave, I mean, we all know Coleman's going to be there. How are you looking for this?
I'm in good shape. I mean, I'll fully admit that, like, I spend money on this game too. So it's kind of, I haven't done this all natural, I guess. Like, it did take some money, but I'm at 42 of 100 on veteran Smuggler Han, and then 37 of 100 for Smuggler Chewie. So I'm in very good shape with the double drops, and
you'll make it
with the double drops and just regular farming over the next, 9 days, I should make it without any issue. So, and then I'm not going to gear them super far because the rest of my resistance is all gear 11. So, maybe,
man.
But we'll see how hard it is. I have tons of gear stored, so if I have to take them to like gear 9 or 10, that won't be an issue. But I prefer not to have to if I can use some of that gear to actually take Rey as far as possible when she's unlocked. But yeah, I'm going to get her, so I'm excited about that. I really like Resistance, obviously. I've invested a lot. It's like the only faction of the game I have completely gear 11 plus, so I am looking forward to adding her to that. And, hopefully she synergizes well with them from a PvE perspective. And then, I don't know if she's going to make them meta in Arena. Maybe she will. We'll probably find out the kit early next week, but it would be nice if she allows that to happen and she's not just your typical meta character that just gets thrown in with, four other great characters, which is still likely to happen. But I'm hoping she brings maybe a little bit of variety to the stale Arena that we're all living in right now.
Now,
most of us.
Yep. You don't have to deal with that. You actually have a very diverse Sarge Coleman.
Yeah, and you're lucky in that regard, but most shards are not like yours, unfortunately.
Yeah, I will say this, that I have a full gear 11 resistance team as well, and I was running them in Arena, and I've come to the conclusion, and this is why I think Rey will be good. I don't think she will be game breaking, because unless her special is make the AI work correctly, Resistance is still trash on defense. Because and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, if you're running a Resistance team, unless she completely changes all of Resistance, but right now it's a Zeta Finn lead, and the AI with a Zeta Finn lead is trash on defense. Offense, amazing. Unless you're Coleman. Can't fight his way out of a paper bag with resistance.
And yet, I can murder anybody with First Order.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
An empire.
I don't get it.
Just shoot at the people. Just shoot at the people with the circles above them. You're good.
Yeah,
I did. But they did no damage.
Yeah, it's just
they weird. Did. They don't. I mean, they don't do crazy amount of damage until you have BB-8 in there. That's 100% the case.
Yeah, like, they just
I
don't.
BB-8. I threw him in there.
But they don't ever go. That's the thing. Like, that's the trick with resistance is the turn meter manipulation with them is insane. And the stuns and the dispels and you were playing it wrong.
I still want to know what would happen if Resistance went up against a First Order Kylo Ren unmasked double Zeta team.
I don't know. If they were on defense, they'd get smoked.
Yeah, probably.
If they were on offense, they'd probably destroy.
Unmasked Kylo has that counter. And he taunts a lot.
Yeah. So, taunt means nothing to resistance. It literally means nothing. You can dispel a taunt every 2 to 3 turns.
But then he counters and he gets it straight back.
I guess. Unless he has buff immunity on them.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Which Resistance does.
Yeah, they do.
So yeah, your theory has just gone to hell. Or user error, which I'm sticking with. Sticking with the user error. But this is why I don't think Rey... I mean, I think Rey's going to be really good. But unless she completely changes Resistance, she may make them a ton better in PvE events, territory wars, stuff like that. Arena, probably Resistance right now is garbage in Arena, and it probably will stay garbage in Arena if Zetafin is still the lead. If it's still a Zetafin, Poe, R2, Resistance Trooper, and then New Rey.
Right.
So,
well, she may... We'll find out next week, I guess. She may... She's probably going to have a leadership ability, I would guess, right? So, maybe that's what does it.
And that's completely possible. But if she doesn't, then... You know... Yay, we can solo Galactic War quicker?
I mean, you can solo it now, right? In like 2 seconds. So easy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Coleman? Are you excited? Or do you want to have Rey just to have Rey? Or are you actually going to plan on using her?
So here's the thing. Is that I actually have a lot of fun playing as Rey on Battlefront 2. So I'm going to give her a chance this time. I'm going to have to look at her. Whenever we find out her kit, I'm going to have to play around a little bit, like really dig into what she does and see who she fits with, see if I can put some kind of oddball team together. But yeah, I'll give her a shot.
Okay. Watch Coleman comes back in like 2 weeks. Like, I'm using her as my lead in Arena. Fuck Empire. I'm never using them again. I'm just sticking with Rey.
My Empire's holding strong, man.
Yeah, you have such a diverse arena, though. It's insane. Our top 25 to 30 in my arena are CLS and Kenobi. Nothing else. We have zero whales in my shard.
Yeah, we have... Well, right now, a Thrawn, Ventress, Unmasked Kylo, one CLS, two CLS... One General Kenobi. Yeah, we have two CLS and one General Kenobi in the top 20.
Oof. Yeah, no, not mine. So, in order, this, like we're going to bring back to segues, in order to get Rey, you need BB-8. But to get BB-8, you need the Legendary event. So, the Legendary, BB-8's Legendary event is coming back... But not tomorrow, in 2 days. So on the 8th.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't get it the first time around, which is quite a large number of people, but a lot of people have been farming First Order since that event happened.
Well, I hope they
have. Yeah, to unlock him. So he's coming back in 2 days with a twist. And that is the Legendary event is going to include a new additional event called the Mythic Event. So I'm going to just read kind of what they said it is. Is upon completing the Legendary Pieces and Plans event, the Mythic Pieces and Plans event will open to players and run for 2 days during the course of the Legendary event. In the Mythic version, players will be able to replay the original Legendary event final tier, play a new, more difficult tier where they can take any characters in, and a new third tier that reverses the encounter. Best of all, the new Mythic event is recurring, meaning every time the Legendary event returns, so does the Mythic event. Okay. So essentially what they're doing is once you beat a Mythic event, or a Legendary event, they're going to have replayability, but in different tiers. So if I read this right, Tier 1 is going to be just redo the Legendary event like it is. Am I right? And then tier two is just bring in whoever the hell you feel like.
Yeah, you
missed something pretty big, though.
What did I miss?
In these Mythic events, if you three-star tier 1. As a bonus, this tier has been, with a 3-star victory, you can sim it.
Oh, I guess I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah, that's just further down in the update when they get into the 3 tiers. They, like, explain them slightly more, but yeah, no, you get, yeah, you can sim the first one, and then the second tier is you get to bring whoever you want, so it's kind of like a sandbox, like, if you just want to see how other teams would do.
It removes all cutscenes, dialogues, and squad requirements.
And then tier 3, it's like the reverse. So,
yeah, so does that mean in the BB-8 event you fight, you need resistance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, you'll fight.
You'll fight the First Order.
You'll fight with... We'll fight with our Gear 11 resistance teams against First Order, yes.
Okay.
Well, actually, I think what it says is that, like, we have to fight with, I think it was Finn, Rey, Poe, and the Vet Smugglers.
Oh, yeah, you have to use the exact lineup the other one used.
Which
is going to be... I mean, I guess they could change it for all of them, because some of them you just can't do. Like, think about it, for the Thrawn event, are you going to have multiple of the same character in the final tier? Or Jedi, are you just going to use Jedi for Yoda? So, like, they'll probably tweak it for each upcoming legendary event, but this one fits perfectly.
Chewie, Vet Han... favorited. I'm sorry, keep going.
Okay. So I'll just continue reading here on what they will, what kind of more information. So the Mythic events share the same name as their legendary cousins, but have altered the content. And they will, future current content updates will add new Mythic events. Now, these Mythic events will not last the entire legendary event. This Mythic event will run over the weekend during the Legendary event. So, it will just, I'm assuming, I don't know if that means Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or just Saturday, Sunday. I have no idea. I guess we won't know until we get closer, or till this weekend. But yeah, so it won't be the whole Legendary event length. And the most important part, the part people actually care about, is each tier will provide mods as rewards. The mods are guaranteed 5-dot and BA rarity purple gold. Mods will match the sets from mod challenge requirements, which they are thematically tied to the event. So in the case of Pieces and Plans, which uses resistance and First Order, the mod sets will be speed and offense. Additionally, to reward the extreme challenge of tier 3, limited gear 12 salvage will be earned. So basically you get mods and a chance at some gear 12 salvage every time a legendary event comes back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. Like we were talking before the show, legendary events are kind of, if you beat it, who cares about it after that? So they brought replayability back.
Yeah, and they're fun to, like, I would love to just, I don't remember what it's like to even do the Yoda one. It's so long ago, right? So it'll just be fun to be able to redo some of these things that we did, like, in some instances, like, you know, a year and a half ago. So, no, I think it's good. I think the rewards are pretty good. Mods are always useful, especially now with, you know, having to, like, mod out literally almost every character you have on your roster for Territory Wars. Like, it's good to just, the better mods, the best, you know, if you can get better mods, that's never a bad thing. So, and they're good rarity. So if you get a couple speed drops there or whatever, you have a chance to have those level up, to potentially the teens, since they're purple and gold. So it's good stuff. I mean, I was kind of almost half thinking they're maybe at some point introduce those 6 or 7-dot mods that we're wondering, but I'm just happy to get any mods, which is nice. And since no one's been mod farming recently, if they've been farming the smugglers, so this is good.
Yeah, I mean, Coleman, you were very happy about this. I mean, what is this kind of... I mean, I know you enjoy this, but what are your thoughts?
I like it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm curious to see how hard the final tier is, but I'd imagine...
I was thinking that, too. I'm like, when they call it an extreme challenge, that's never like, oh, this is going to be easy.
Yeah, no, especially when you guys have the vets in there, it's like, huh.
Yeah, because you know you're... Yeah, you're like, well, I know I'm not going out against Gear 8 First Order team. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And what First Order team will you go up against? You could have unmasked Kylo in there now.
Please don't say that.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Just saying.
It's going to be painful.
I mean, the only one I'm not looking forward to this for is the Phoenix event, or the Thrawn event. Because once I beat that Thrawn event, I was good never going back into that thing.
Like I tell everyone, man, it's a rite of passage.
Yeah, that was brutal.
It's a hard event.
Yeah, so...
I love that legendary event, so...
Yeah, I mean, it was fun, but I'm glad I never have to do it again.
Yeah, but I love that level of challenge when it comes to legendary events, because it feels more rewarding once you beat it, rather than just this requires, like, all of your light side characters, here you go.
Yeah. Now, I wonder how many times you can do each event.
I think it's just once.
Yeah, but will you be able to refresh with crystals? I don't know. Like, I could see them.
It says it's somewhere here.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't say that. But, yeah, I guess we'll find out. Good question. Most things have been refreshable, right?
At least once.
Yeah. So, it doesn't necessarily. It does not require Vet Chewie and Vet Han. Oh wait, no, that's the Ray. Because it's saying down here, the pieces and plans, Mythic event requires one squad of First Order, one squad of Resistance, and BB-8.
Maybe so, it doesn't need vets then.
Yeah, you could literally just have your Resistance squad in there and not have to
so
have
we're good. Vets. We're good to go then. Yeah. We're good to go then. Yeah.
Mm. Coleman's not. He sucks at Resistance.
Just shoot the people with the circles above him, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm like the AI. I don't know how to use them.
You're like the AI.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I use Resistance Pilots Basic, so...
Yeah, that's the only basic you should be using.
What do you mean? Not Pilots.
Oh, Resistance Troopers Basic. Sorry.
Troopers Basic, yeah.
Yeah, I use Trooper Special, and I use Resistance Pilots Basic, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how you do it.
Yeah. Totally. Okay.
Trooper Special is good, though. You, I mean,
it is. It's well. That's yeah. It's the dispel. Yeah. So
because I mean, he can one shot some people with that special when he gets the buffs from if they have a decent amount of exposes on him, and he gets the buffs from BB-8. Yeah, that thing can. That special does a ton of damage.
So now to help with Rey's hero's journey, we alluded to earlier. Starting on December 8th to the 9th, we will have double drops. Only on the characters required. So Finn, Scavenger Rey, and both Vet Smugglers. I mean, that's awesome. Start saving up your Cantina energy now. You know, refresh, do your 3 refreshes every day and hold on to the Cantina. You remember, you can only have 999 Cantina energy at one time, so... Which is weird. I feel
until
they should.
Bonus energy comes around.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think any person is gonna not take part in this double drops.
Yeah. Which is this starting to change your mind about making sure you're ready for it, Dave?
What do you mean?
Like this is confirming that you'll be ready for it.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, I'm not. Yeah, I wasn't really worried before anyway, because I honestly was just kind of buying their shards. But yeah, this will help me do it for less crystals, which is awesome. totally happy about that. That I can use some of those crystals maybe to buy some gear to finish up some of these characters.
I'm gonna say this right now. With all the new additions they made, I think the best use of crystals in the game right now is for shards. Not for gear. Gear is actually so easy to get now.
Most of it. Yeah, no, yeah. I agree.
I'm not using any of my crystals on gear anymore because I don't really have a need to. Maybe sometimes I'll buy, the super cheap ones that, the hollow projectors for 300 crystals. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm just using it on... That's how I got Shore Trooper up to 7 stars in, no time at all. And, I love the gear crunch in the game, to me, is gone.
It's been reduced for me.
Yeah. Carbontes still suck, but it's actually dwindling down for me.
No, it depends who you're gearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gearing all troopers right now, so I definitely need them.
Yeah. No, I mean, they've definitely made it better with the shard shop, and there's more gear available in, the guild store and all that type of stuff. I mean, they really have helped the gear crunch. And, I mean, obviously they needed to, though, because I never even realized, just the sheer amount of characters right now that you, start to feel the need to have to gear with the territory battles and then even territory wars, because you're like, oh, I need to build another good team. Oh, I need another good team for defense. And you're constantly trying to look at all these characters and their gear requirements, figuring out, who you can get up quick, and, knowing that at least you have more flexibility now to be able to obtain gear in a variety of ways much faster than before. And it's not just hitting the sim button and praying you get good RNG. There's something nice about knowing you're going to pay a certain price for a certain amount of gear within these stores or with the shard shop and stuff like that, and not having to hope how many cuffs am I going to get today with my 300 crystals. So I think it you're right. I mean, crystals are probably better spent now on finishing up characters that are very difficult to finish and in other ways. So I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving it. So enjoy double drops. Enjoy, honestly, just everything with these double drops, all the perks you get. So the energy you get, just farm them as much as possible. Next, they added Night Sister Zombie and Night Sister Spirit to the Chromium packs. Okay, still not worth it to buy it. I mean, do you guys see any reason to buy it?
To buy those characters?
Yeah, buy Chromium packs.
No. Like you said, you're probably better off waiting till they come in shipments. If you really want to buy them. And then, just budgeting out the right amount of crystals to get them, if you want to do it that way.
Yeah.
Chromiums are still a bad idea.
Overall,
generally.
Just a bad idea.
I don't know if they've ever been a good idea, even when I bought them.
They were a good idea when you couldn't get a lot of the characters except out of Chromiums. Like when Rex was only available in Chromiums.
Yeah, they were nice back when it was still early game for me, and I needed a lot of characters.
Yeah, that was the only time when they were... Where it wasn't going to end up being super duplicative, but even then they weren't what you would want to define as really good value per se. Not like the Iridiums were. Those were the best. The Iridiums were great, but yeah, no, I mean, if you really want Spirit and Zombie, you've probably already gotten them, I would guess, right? So
yeah. So next, they announced one thing that actually I didn't realize until, because I'd asked this question in Discord couple days ago, but they reorganized the platoon requirements for the first three vertical slices of the Lightside Territory battle. And it proves that we are sticking with the old method for Lightside. So they're not adding a zone to Territory 1. It's just going to be the one zone. So they're sticking with set platoons for the first three zones or phases in Lightside Territory battles. I still don't know if they're going to be going from six waves to four waves, but we know that they're not going to be adding a zone like there was in the Darkside Territory battle. So,
yeah,
you know, at least we all know that come phase four, there aren't any new characters on the light side that require 10 of that we can't farm yet. Kind of like Night Sister Zombies. That was still a little bitter about that in Darkside Territory battles, but I digress. Then after that, they start going over a bunch of new packs. And a lot of them are really weird. Like, have you, Coleman, have you had a chance to take a look at these?
A couple, yeah. Sorry, I'm fighting off a little flu bug.
Too much pineapple.
Oh, no, that's not it. That's got a lot
You need to have more pineapple.
Yes, you're right.
You are lacking in the pineapple department.
Yeah.
Fail on your part.
I've got to take a look at these packs, and, you know, some of them aren't bad.
No, some of them aren't. I even like the Night Sister Gamble pack.
I'm curious about that one. That's the one that kind of caught my eye.
Yeah, so, like, this is one that it's kind of in the same vein of the, when we had the Death Trooper, Shore Trooper, TIE Reaper. Yeah, TIE Reaper pack.
Did you figure out how that thing worked?
I did all of it.
Okay, so was it like day one, day two, day three?
No. Like, once, if I remember correctly, once you bought the fourth version of it, you couldn't buy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you bought the phase one, and then it gave you a minimum of 10 of either Death Trooper or Shore, and then 10 of the TIE. And then the next one, you'd still get the 10 TIE, but you'd get 15 of Death Trooper Shore, and then 20, and then 25, I believe. But then once you hit the fourth, bought the fourth one, you weren't getting any more. Like, you couldn't buy any more packs. This one has no purchase limits. And so it's essentially, you get two cards. The first card will have between 10 and 330 shards of any of the old Night Sisters. So Asajj, Daka, Talia, Acolyte, Initiate. Then the second card will have between 10 and 330 of Talzin, Zombie, or Spirit. Not the worst pack in the world. It's for 1,100 crystals.
I mean, it's a little... I still don't like the Gambler pack, but it's a little better for value price because you get two characters.
Yeah, and you get at minimum 20 shards.
Yeah.
Which is actually cheaper than in the shipments. Because 16 costs 1,200. So, like, if you're really farming Night Sisters, this would be a cheaper way to go than if they were in shipments, let's say.
Yes, so, it would be.
You're just taking the gamble of, you know, you get a 1 in 3 chance of getting a character that you want, because the rest you probably already have. But then that's Shard Shop currency.
Yep.
So, this pack I like. This one I would say people should get, if they have the crystals. Yeah. The best value
pack in the entire game's back.
Oh God, which one is this? The Force Awakens bundle?
Not a starter pack. The Darkside starter pack?
Oh yeah.
It's $5 and you get like 140 character shards.
It's $5?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Let me go into my game.
Like, I'm looking, I'm like, whoa. This is not CG
Oh my god, it is $5.
It's $5. Well, I bought it. It's $5. You get 50 Dooku, 50 Talia, 20 Snow, and 20 Royal Guard, 200 crystals, and then some credits, some tickets, and stuff. But it's for, like, it is a starter bundle, but it's like, it is the best value in the entire game.
Holy crap.
I'm on air right now, and I just bought it.
Yeah, so did I.
That's like free gear.
This is like a, it's like we're at a CG an EA commercial.
I feel terrible.
People are like going to listen to this and they'd be like, these guys suck. I hate them. They're just sitting here willy nilly, just buying packs and bundles in the middle.
Like, ho-hum.
I don't understand.
Like, I was like, I'm looking at all these and I'm like, these are all shit packs. Because, like, honestly, outside, all right, we'll just say what they are. So we have the Dark Side Starter Pack, and you do get 140 shards of the Dooku Guard Snowtrooper Talia for $4.99. Go buy it right now. Just shut up and go buy. Yeah. So
if you don't have any or all those characters done, it is the best value you're going to
find. It doesn't matter.
I actually don't have Talia at 7 stars.
Yeah, so it's worth it almost just for one of the, like, you would pay $5, like, here's the thing, right? $5 for 50 shards would be
crazy good.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at, like, take for example, the Imperial Command bundle for Stark, like, you get 40 shards for $10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 10 less shards for double the price. Now, granted, I know that's a new character that, but still a character that's farmable. It's not like he's exclusive. You can just go farm him if you want to, just the same as you would, say, someone like, you know, Dooku or something. So it's a good value. It really is a good value, especially for beginning, for players that are starting.
Yeah.
Because all those characters
they're not game-breaking, but they're really nice to all have around.
Yes, yes.
So, go buy that one right now.
And so if you do have all the characters, it converts into 2,100 shards, or shard shop currency, I should say.
Nice. That's a lot of gear.
Yeah.
So,
which I got those dark golden eyeballs in my store right now, and I was kind of looking to buy those.
There you go. Yeah. Now we moved on past buying, you know, packs live on the podcast. Now Coleman's just buying gear live on the podcast.
From a shard shop, okay? whenever I do this podcast, I always have to have my game open, so.
So, the other packs or bundles are not as good. So, they have the Force Awakens bundle, which is 80 Kylo shards, not unmasked.
OG Hunchback. Kylo
shards. Yeah, Hunchback Kylo.
Thank you. Hunchback Kylo.
Hunchback Kylo, 80 Finn shards, 50 Phasma, 50 Poe, and 80 Scavenger Rey, and then 500,000 credits and 1,000 crystals. This one is $50.
Why do I not have that one?
It's a one-time purchase.
You probably bought it.
Now, if you've bought it previously, these won't show up for you. So, it's not the worst pack in the world, but a lot of people already have these characters at 7 stars. You know, they gave us 80 Kylo shards a little while ago. You know, Phasma is super easy to get. Rey is, most people have Scavenger Rey by now.
If you have a 7-star Rey.
Yeah. So, it's a good pack if you don't have these characters at 7 stars, but otherwise, not really worth it. Then comes the Veteran Smuggler Bundle. So something to help us out with the Rey's journey. And that's, what, 50 Han and 50 Chewbacca shards and then a million
veteran
credits.
Veteran Han, Veteran Chewbacca.
Veteran Han, Veteran Chewie. And that's, what, $30? Yeah, $30.
Yeah. Honestly, this one doesn't suck really either.
I mean, it's not great. It will get you past that. Well, you get 6 Omegas with it, too.
I'm almost tempted to buy this just for the Omegas.
Don't spend $30 just on 6 Omegas. Go buy crystals and then buy the Omega Pack or the
Omega Pack's gone.
Really? I thought that was here to stay.
No.
Well, sucks to be you.
I just wanna remind the viewers that we don't work for EA or CG. This is happening naturally. And
yeah.
No.
This is just me being my idiotic self. So.
The next two bundles we talk about, they're effing horrible. Don't buy them.
Yeah.
So the veteran smugglers will get to that last way if you need that last push. So
yeah.
If you don't need that last push, probably not worth it to you to buy. The next bundle is the Jedi Starter Pack of 40 Anakin, Jedi Knight Anakin shards, 80 Mace Windu shards, and 25 Jedi Consular shards. For, what is the price on this one? For $20. I don't even think it's worth the $20. Personally.
No.
Like, this is a pretty crap pack. I mean, not every pack can be awesome. You need crappy packs in there. I mean, I'm sure people will buy them, but Mace Windu, most people have him at 7 stars because of his ship. Same with Jedi Consular, you just get those shards naturally through playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, so, these are definitely, like, new player type only bundles, and if you are a new player, none of these characters right now are even half relevant, so don't bother at the moment.
Yeah.
Jedi Anakin's always kind of nice to have around, though.
Yeah, he's okay, but I'd say, like, if you were really chomping to spend money, you're gonna want to do it with the. You're getting better characters in, say, the Force Awakens bundle, or the Dark Side Starter Pack, or honestly, even the Rancor. If you're a new player, those characters are going to be more useful for your progression than the 3 that are in this Jedi, the Jedi bundle.
Okay, so you announced the last bundle, and to me, this is the worst one to get.
I think it's the worst one for us, but if you're a new player, I think it flip-flops with the Jedi one.
Like, all right, so the last one is the Rancor Raid Strategy Bundle, which I was joking about, like, oh, so you're just going to buy CLS and be good. But no, you get 50 Qui-Gon Jinn shards, 50 Tebow shards, and 50 Farm Boy Luke shards for $25. I mean, the Rancor is so trivial at this point. I mean, trying to advertise a pack around Rancor is...
For us, but for a new player who isn't, and when I say new, I mean like brand spanking new, like maybe even not high enough to get in a guild yet. Like, brand new player, these characters are helpful in a few different ways. Because, like, say, Qui-Gon and Tebow are good in the Rancor when you have a very early roster. Like, they do help you do good damage, and they do help you with the turn meter manipulation. And then Luke is good just because of the variety. You're going to need him eventually anyway, and you're going to need him for much more important character than, say, you know, Grandmaster Yoda, which is what you would need the Jedis for. So
yeah,
that's the only reason why I think it's slightly better than the Jedi pack. For new players, for anyone else, it shouldn't even be a thought in your mind. But for a new player, I could see maybe where it would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Still not a great pack.
I can't get on board with that.
Not a great pack. I just think it's definitely better. If this is poop pack A and the Jedi one is poop pack B, it's the better of the two poop packs in my mind for a new player. There you go.
But for the Jedi pack, you get, what, 5 less shards for $5 less.
Yeah. You see, the thing about the Jedi pack, no, don't even can go there.
Yeah. Like, the thing is you're saying, like, if they're not even high enough to get into a guild, well, then they don't even know what the F the Rancor is.
I was going to say Zetas, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because that Qui-Gon Zeta stuck around for a while. It's still pretty good.
True, but as a new person, you're not thinking about Zetas on Qui-Gon Jinn when you're like, I need 50 shards to unlock them.
Mm-hmm. No, but you are thinking about building your roster and focusing on players that are going to help you progress, and doing well in raids is important, more so than like unlocking Yoda, which would be the only reason to go and get those Jedis.
Well, ships.
Yeah, ships, but they're that pack's not only designed for ships, because Jedi and Anakin doesn't have one. So,
which is stupid.
Yeah. Or will he have one?
He was one of the first ones to have shipped Datamined. And we still haven't gotten it yet. But that's for a different episode. They just need more ships. But so those are the packs. A lot of them are just weird timing. Usually the packs make sense. The Rancor Raid Strategy Bundle does not make sense. Unless they're reworking the Rancor for some reason. I don't know.
To where it will now eat CLS immediately?
Yes. It's like, you go in with CLS, insta-death. Well, shit.
Yes.
So we have that.
Upon seeing CLS, Rancor now gains 100% turn meter, and Devourer's cooldown set to zero.
Yeah. Be like, his speed is now 2. And his damage does 150% less damage. Good luck. So, some other minor things, bug fixes. But one of the bug fixes is probably my favorite line in any content update of all time. Under characters, BB-8. BB-8 no longer screams like R2-D2 upon defeat. Like, nah, I can only, like, I'm just imagining in my head, like, a robot screaming in pain. And I'm like, oh, BB-8. I mean, R2's dying right now. So that made me smile. So a couple language fixes. So nothing major there. So, yeah, that's the content update. They did update the event calendar. Oh, what's coming next?
No. I think you missed the general ones.
Oh, I guess. Hold on. I actually closed it.
I got it pulled up.
Okay, you got it pulled up.
The elite icon has been updated. So what used to be the Deathmark skull icon on elite enemy units is now a unique icon to better distinguish them in battle.
So better visuals.
Yeah. Fix the Dark Side Territory Battle Points table to give them the correct amount now.
Is that...
That's a pretty big one.
Is that the amount from the challenge missions? Or combat missions?
From the combat, yeah.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize they were for the combat missions. Mm-hmm.
And Territory Wars preview events fixed issue where players couldn't scroll the strategy text on event panels.
Okay. You know what's missing? You know what's missing from this?
What?
When new order is given, does not automatically take you to Territory Wars screen. That's like the biggest... I don't even know if it's a bug or something that needs to be changed, but every time there's a new update... Or, like, the leaders will give out a new combat order. You have to get it out of your mailbox, you have to go to see it. So, that needs to be fixed. I'll say that. But, yeah. No, like, nothing crazy, except for the fix to Dark Side Territory battles. I guess they just didn't know that was for the challenge missions. Yeah, BB-8, his Zeta upgrade will not correctly call a resistance ally to assist when BB-8 attacks out of turn. before his first turn, and then some word changing on Resistance Trooper. So yeah, and then what's ahead? Raise Hero's Journey, which we all kind of knew. See, the event calendar, they updated it to include Pieces and Plans, the BB-8 event. They didn't put Ray's thing on here. And then they have some mystery events on here. So it looks like after December 22nd, there's a recurring event coming. And after December 16th, there's another recurring event. That might be the Ray's journey because it fits the timeline. But yeah, this is a jam-packed month.
Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff.
I'm just trying to see here. Territory Wars, yeah. Yeah, nothing really sticks out to me.
Hmm.
They don't have anything on Christmas, I guess.
That's nice.
We got that going for us. Wait. No territory battles. Okay, we're good. So, yeah. Yay. Lots of stuff coming up. Lots of crazy stuff coming up. So, be prepared for all the fun stuff and be prepared to see Rey, the new Rey, in your... Yeah. So,
everywhere.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Eric Coleman, you wanted to mention something about ties. Getting people out there to voice their opinions about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that CG is looking into the ties. And if you have any suggestions, they are reading and looking at everything, and they're trying to fix this in the best way possible. So if you have any suggestions and think that it's not worth posting in the forums about it or posting on Reddit or whatever, just go ahead. They're most likely going to see it, and they'll probably take the time to look over it real fast and see if it's a good idea or not to consider it. So if you got a good idea and you're worried about them not seeing it, just put it out there.
So, yeah, go out there, post your opinions, maybe try the forums, official forums over Reddit. They're probably a little nicer on the official forums than on Reddit. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. We are at the part of the show where we are actually getting show questions on our Discord. So I just want to kind of ask these to you guys. We have a couple here. So our first few are from Yegg on our guild, and he asks, what would your Imperial Trooper squad look like with the release of Colonel Stark or Colonel Nicholas Cage, Probe Droid, and Wampa? Would you leave off Wampa and Probe Droid as they don't add to the Trooper synergy, or do the gains of the new characters outweigh benefits of synergy? Coleman, go to you. You're the Imperial Trooper guy.
God, that's a good question. I never thought about splitting Wampa because I don't have him yet. But Colonel Stark, certainly. He's a must inside of Imperial Troopers now.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Probe Droid, you can leave him out, throw him in a different team. Wampa, I can't say anything because I haven't even touched him yet. I feel like I'd give him the chance to throw him in there. But, yeah.
Okay.
No, Colonel's pretty much in the general Imperial Trooper team. You know, you got Beers, Snow Trooper, Death Trooper, Shore and Storm, right?
Yeah.
Throw Colonel Stark in for Shore Trooper because you don't need Shore Trooper in that team.
Okay. Yeah, you're the one. Me and Dave are not the Imperial Trooper fanatics on this show.
But yeah, that's where that is, and we'll continue on.
Yep. He next asks, and this is a good one, what is the character you'd like to farm in gear but can't due to conflicting priorities or their lack of utility, and why? So his example is like if you'd like to farm Kit Fisto, but you can't because he's useless and Cantina energy is best spent elsewhere. So, Coleman, or no, Dave, we'll start with you. I asked Coleman first last time.
A character I want to farm. Well, so this, I mean, I've farmed almost every character in the game, so I don't know if there's one that's farmable that I.
Can we go gear?
Yeah, the one you've geared.
Yeah. Because it pretty much could. Yeah, I would say. Oof, A character I really want to gear but can't right now. God, that's really, really hard. You know, I really do want to gear Rolo and Cholo, but I just can't. Just because I think they seem like they'd just be fun to kind of mess around with in Territory Wars, but I can't put the gear investment into them right now because I can already kind of max out my contributions from a light side territory battle perspective as is. So I need to focus on dark side. So I would say, like, I'd love to go back, and now that you obviously get those characters at 7 stars after doing a number of light side territory battles and, you know, farming them, and they have, like, pretty intriguing kits, and they certainly seem like they would be fun characters to use in some of these, like, guild versus guild stuff. I can't, like, go back and, like, now invest the gear in them because I'm too busy investing gear in, like, troopers and stuff like that. So I'd say Rolo and Cholo right now would be, like, top of the list. I'd love to go gear them, but I just can't.
Ednor?
For me, mine's easy. Grievous.
I see that. Okay.
Like, I can't get his gear. Going. Yeah, like, I have him at, like, 60 of 80 to unlock. It's just I can't right now.
Yeah. Right now, I've already got him at 7-star, but I'd love to take him to gear 12. He's, like, 4 pieces away, and that's Cad Bane.
Okay.
But I got a horde for Rey, so she's taking priority right now.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's hoarding for these new characters, so.
Yeah.
All right, next he asks, what has been a team you've faced in Territory Wars that surprised you? It could be good, like a synergy you didn't expect, or was a pain to fight, or bad, like if you fought a Clone Wars Chewbacca. Coleman, we'll let you go first.
Territory War team, right?
Yeah.
I didn't exactly face the team, but I saw it was a pain for everybody else. And it was actually, I didn't get the chance to fight it because he's in my guild, and it's FCME, and he put a Gear 12 Kenobi, Gear 12 Betts, Zaris, and Cholo in Territory War, and I thought, I bet that does pretty well.
Yeah.
I think that's been the strangest team I've come across so far.
Okay. Dave, what about you?
That's actually similar to my answer, because you don't get to see the vets much in actual application in the game right now because so many people don't have them, and anyone that certainly has been farming them probably hasn't yet invested gear in them. I did get to face Gear 12 veterans, and they're really not bad characters. Like, they're pretty good characters. I think they'll find a way into the game at some point. Even maybe outside of Territory Wars, once people get to actually mess with them and use their kits, because their kits are not bad at all, and they actually can do some pretty ridiculous damage. And trying to fight through, like, it was like a random scoundrel team with a Cad Bane lead. It was I want to say it was Cad, the Smugglers, and I can't remember the last two members. I think it was Clone Wars Chewie, and then might have been Stormtrooper Han, might have been the other one that was on it, and it was all Gear 12, all max abilities, it was a rather tough team. Like, I took it down, but it took 2 squads to take it down. You know, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good team, and like, because the stupid evasion and everything from Cad Bane certainly isn't fun. But yeah, I think the smugglers are going to find a place, I think, at some point in this game, especially if they end up doing like a scoundrel rework or a bounty hunter rework or something. Like, not bounty hunters won't affect them, but if they do kind of scoundrels and bounty hunters together and kind of rework those factions a little bit just to make them better, they might find a place. Plus, if they ever decide to like just finally give them a resistance tag, you know, who knows, maybe they'll find a way into one of those teams with Rey coming on board. But I was pleasantly surprised by how tough that team hit was in Territory Wars.
Yeah. I actually had two teams. I had one really crazy good team and one funny team. The funny team was a Phoenix team with a R2 lead. So, yeah, that was a fun one. The actual hard one is just, it was a Kenobi lead, all gear 12. Kenobi, Old Ben, Zaris, Nihilus with both his Zetas, and CLS. I'm like, that was just annoying to deal with. It took a couple of teams to knock it out because it's just one of those teams you don't see and you're like, oh, so many taunts and ability blocks, and it was just not a fun team. I was not a fan of it, and it took a while. So, let's see. We have another question here from the dude. What would your ideal ship fleet, including bench, for Chimera lead? I honestly don't know because I'm not a fan of ships, so I'll ask you, Coleman. What would you do?
I would do a Poe Dameron, Imperial TIE Fighter, First Order TIE Fighter, TIE Reaper, Biggs Darklighter, and then Kylo's shuttle as a first reinforcement.
Are you being raided right now? I hear a helicopter pilot. Like, I hear a helicopter. Like, shit is going down. All right, you'll have to say that again because all I could hear was helicopter.
Okay, so I apologize. Jesus, now I'm getting rid of
I guess okay. Crime in Hawaii is freaking horrible.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Nothing else, okay.
I think we're good.
Okay, so with a Thrawn lead, Poe Dameron, Imperial TIE Fighter, First Order TIE Fighter, TIE Reaper, and Biggs Darklighter as the initial five. Then, as the reinforcements, I would have the Gauntlet of Burst, Kylo Ren's Command Shuttle, the Scimitar, and then the TIE Silencer, just for fun.
Okay. Dave, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I mean, I use Thrawn lead. I can't use a fourth ship in reinforcements because I don't have it 7-starred yet, and I don't even know if I will the next time it comes back, just because I'm still behind on the Phoenix ships. But I run, what do I run? I run the TIE Advanced. Biggs, both TIE Fighters, and Slave 1, and then Scimitar, and then I use 5s, and then the last one I just mess around with and try different, a bunch of different stuff. I've pretty much tried every ship on my roster. I don't have Poe Dameron's ship far enough yet. I agree that that's an awesome ship, and then obviously I don't have like Reaper or Starfighter far enough to use those. But for the, I'll tell you one thing. I had fallen into the low hundreds, because I just wasn't caring about ships, and switched to a Thrawn lead, and I'm in the teens every day now, and I sim battles. I don't even have to do them manually. That ship just doesn't lose. it's so good on offense. Even on full auto, it's the best ship lead in the game without a doubt.
Nice.
You do so much damage. You just like wipe three teams so fast. So I like Slave 1 just because I love being able to get around the taunt if you can get things target locked. And I love being able to like finish off multiple ships with his special. Both of his specials really are very good at that. And his Scimitar is always nice just because it's kind of a kick in the pants for people that are facing it when it can stealth everybody and then give. It always gives, like, you know, it's pretty smart with who it gives the retribution to, so.
Nice. And like I said previously, I do not care about ships, so I have no say in this. And yeah, that should do it. Oh wait, no, there's one. BG, what's for dinner, Ewoks or Porgs?
Ewoks.
Porgs. Always Porgs.
And you had a good answer to this, Dave.
I did.
What was your answer?
It was always Porgs. Because Ewoks will fight back, and they gain a ton of turn meter.
There you go. Although I'm not against dead porgs. As many dead porgs as possible.
Let's be real. You don't want your dinner to fight back. Ewoks will fight back. Porgs are probably not going to fight back quite as hard. Although we'll find out, I guess, in a week, just really what porgs are capable of. We still don't know. So I guess we'll find out.
They're like little hamsters. They're not going to do shit.
They might be just a bunch of little OP hamsters. Who knows?
So, I guess that should do it for our episode tonight, our 19th episode. We have our 20th episode next week. That's kind of a big deal.
I know.
We'll be celebrating. We won't have Ray yet, but hopefully her kit. So it'll be a good episode.
Yeah, yep. We'll be able to go over her kit and all that fun jazz.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say thank you. Thank you so much to my guild leader, Mythics, for getting us through the first two territory wars. It was a lot of effort, and we gave it our all, so it was a lot of fun.
That should. I mean, as always, do you guys have any other shout outs you want to give out? No? Yes? No?
No, I'm good.
All right. As always, thank you for listening to us. Come join us on our Discord. I'll include the link on the bottom of our show notes, as well as it's on the top of our Twitter feed, which is at RFA Podcast on Twitter. That should do it. Until next week, you guys have a good one.